The stress of the coronavirus pandemic has been especially hard on healthcare workers. Even before COVID, some 50% of medical professionals were dealing with the work-related condition known as burnout. This week, as we mark 1 year of life in the pandemic, we hear from WBUR commentator and psychiatrist Dr. Jesse Gold about what burnout feels like.
A couple of Saturdays ago, I slept in until 11. I haven't done that since college. I convinced myself I was just really tired. But when my phone rang, my brain did a familiar tango between wanting to talk to my friend and feeling emotionally drained from my work as a psychiatrist. Sometimes I get physically angry about emails. Lots of time, I feel like I have no energy or empathy left to give, even for my family and friends. I'm an expert on burnout among physicians. It's a condition that 50% of medical professionals were dealing with even before COVID-19. It's only gotten worse during the pandemic. Until very recently, I didn't think it was possible for me to experience pandemic-related burnout because I'm not on the front lines. I was wrong. Many of my patients are healthcare workers. A nurse tells me about holding an iPad to a dying patient's face. Other patients describe their panic around the real risk of contracting COVID-19 and getting their families sick. I hear the hopelessness that they carry. It used to be easier to draw a barrier between my life and my patients, but it's so hard now. Every story feels familiar. It's hard to let go at the end of the day. And I know it will only get worse when the adrenaline stops and the pandemic ends. Trauma has no timeline, and that's what we're all experiencing. Sustained and widespread trauma. Recently, a patient asked me how I was taking care of myself. I was more open than I've ever been. I told him, I have a therapist, and that way, when you or anyone else tells me anything, you never have to worry I can't handle it, because someone is helping me process and holding me up. He replied, that makes me feel really happy and really good, honestly. The truth is, him caring and appreciating my answer made me feel really good too. Caring for others can and does lead to burnout, especially in a pandemic. But when we can be vulnerable with our patients, we're all better for it.
Jesse Gold is a psychiatrist and a nationally recognized expert on physician burnout.